Jou week in landbou.
Government becoming more realistic about the agri sector. It is exciting to hear what angle government is taking in terms of agriculture in South Africa and the approaches they have to the programs that need to be implemented. This is according to Derek Matthews, the chairperson of Grain SA, speaking on the sidelines of the first day of this year's Grain SA Nampo Harvest Day, being held as per usual at Nampo Park in Botaville in the Free State. Speaking to OFM News following a short engagement with Agriculture Minister Toko Didiza, Matthews stressed the importance of open, clear communication between all role players in the agri sector.
I'm getting a sense that government is becoming more realistic with regard to achieving growth. And I'm pretty sure that I just asked her, Nana, you know, does she feel that she has partners in the master plan in that, in industry implementing? And she said, we have no choice. So most certainly she has more than enough willing partners that can put this country on a growth path.
Landbou in Suid-Afrika is 'n ongelooflike bedryf en dit is 'n goed georganiseerde sektor. Dit is volgens Valerie Sillier, redakteur van die SA Graan tydskrif, sowel as die jaarlikse spesiale Nampo uitgawe wat tydens die Graan SA Nampo Oesdag vrygestel word. Vanjaar se Nampo uitgawe is lekker stewig volgens Sillier en spog met 120 bladsye se inhoud. Een uitdaging volgens Sillier was die onsekerheid of Nampo sou kon geskied te middel van die coronavirus pandemie.
Natuurlik met so 'n publikasie moet jy redelik lank voor die tyd begin en jy moet die content by mekaar kry en so voort. So ons het al begin met die uitgawe voor ons 100% geweet het of daar 'n Nampo gaan wees of nie. Amper 'n stap van geloof geneem, maar dit het goed uitgedraai en die adverteerders het baie goed daarop gereageer en was eintlik heel gretig om hulle produkte aan die ons lesers bekend te stel.
Earlier this week, the World Bank announced that an additional $12 billion in funding will be released to mitigate the effects of severe growing global food insecurity driven by climate change and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. According to an ENTA article, the move, which will bring total available funding for projects over the next 15 months to $30 billion, was unveiled hours before a major United Nations meeting on global food security. ENCA says that amid the growing shortages intensified by the war in Ukraine, a key grain producer, the new funding will help boost food and fertilizer production, facilitate greater trade, and support vulnerable households and producers. The article mentions that food price increases are having devastating effects on the poorest and most vulnerable. Furthermore, the invasion of Ukraine and international economic sanctions on Moscow and other commodities from both countries have resulted in the surge in prices for food and fuel, especially in developing nations. ENCA quotes World Bank President David Malpass, who in a statement urged countries to make a concerted effort to increase the supply of energy and fertilizer, help farmers increase plantings and crop yields, and remove policies that block exports and imports. Free State Agriculture says that if farmers cannot produce food commercially, the 70% of the urbanized population will face the stark reality of an empty dinner table. Dr. Jack Armour, Free State Agriculture's commercial manager, says that this is on the back of an agricultural value chain that is reliant on a well-developed and a maintained national infrastructure system to effectively deliver food, fiber, and medicinal products from rural to urban areas and services from urban to rural areas. He says urban consumers rely on food from supermarkets or spaza shops, and supermarkets and spaza shops get their stock from agro-processors who refine and package bulk agricultural commodities obtained 99% from commercial farmers. He says that the organization and its affiliates have been lobbying hard for their members so that these red flags such as biosecurity, infrastructure, input costs, and natural disasters don't get out of control. He added that the organization has also set up stall at this year's Grain SA Nampo Harvest Day, where members of the public are encouraged to find out what the organization plans on doing to prevent empty dinner tables.
Lees meer op ofm.co.za en laai die gratis OFM toep af. OFM News, en pas met jou wêreld.